Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got 1 hour left. And at the bottom of this hour, our good buddy, the MGM Grand Director of Race and Sports, Lamar Mitchell, he will join us to talk about the NCAA tournament and the Masters coming up, Rob. And then, of course, after that, it is what? Trash Talking Tuesday.
I can't That's wait. Right.
You will be able to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports as you do every Tuesday. So get your takes ready. You have about 30 seconds to do your thing. Call in probably around 6:30-ish Pacific, 9:30-ish Eastern. Who'd you trash today on Deadspin, Rob?
I trashed former President Donald Trump for telling people to boycott baseball because they took the All-Star game, Chris, out of Atlanta. It's going to Denver. And I think the people in Texas, in Arlington, the Dallas area, kind of told Donald Trump what they thought of boycotting baseball when they sold out Rangers opening day.
Yes, they did. That's for darn sure. So, all right, we started the show talking about Baylor Gonzaga. Any other than, you know, feeling like Gonzaga choked, any other like poignant points you feel like were made in that game? Anything you, any big takeaways or anything like that?
No, it wasn't a game. I mean, there was nothing for me there.
I like Jalen Suggs, and that's no revelation. A lot of people like him. He's, you know, viewed as a top three or four pick, certainly top five. But he impressed me. He was the only guy on Gonzaga who could handle the heat. And I don't mean the pressure of the moment. I mean the pressure that Baylor was putting on them, because Baylor was a lot more athletic and strong. And he was able to play his game. And I know he got into early foul trouble, and that hurt his team, and it hurt him. But he came on and had a strong game, handled the pressure well, shot the ball, scored, had 22 points, a team high. Nobody else had more than 12. And I think he's going to be tough at the next level. It'll be interesting, Rob. Assuming if, like, Minnesota gets the top pick, then they going to have an interesting choice. I mean, Cade Cunningham or Jalen Suggs. And Suggs, Rob, is from Minnesota. So you wonder, will that, you know, factor in where they feel like they got to take him? I mean, you got to make the right choice on this one, you know?
Let me ask you this, too. And what you were just talking about how more athletic Baylor was, but what else did you hear out there? Let's just keep it 100. What do you think people were, you know, because a couple people I just saw on social media and text me, or, you know, not me, talked about the makeup of both teams. Did you hear that? Yeah, the race.
No, like talking to people, I haven't heard it. Look. We could probably say there's some coded language, and this isn't.
No,
this
and that's what I'm asking. I'm just keeping
coaches.
It real, right?
Yeah, I haven't talked to anybody that brought it up, but, you know, like around the league or anything. But when you heard, if you look at Seth Greenberg, who we had on the show, yep. He's on ESPN, former coach, Steve Lavin, who was on yesterday, they both, whether it was on our show or other shows, I've seen them, but they have said things like, you know, Jalen Suggs, like Lavin was saying, Jalen Suggs and I think it's Joseph Ayayi are the two guys on Gonzaga that are going to have the best pro careers. They're the two black guards, you know right. What I mean? And Timmy and Kisper, you know, that's their two leading scorers were Drew Timmy and Corey Kispert. So just something like that. I mean, now, did they mean that because they're white? They probably meant it because of their way they play.
But
you can read into it if you like.
It just was like, I'm just paraphrasing something I got. Baylor has a bunch of brothers. Gonzaga had a bunch of suburban yuppies.
Well, I think, I bet Jalen Suggs is suburban.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I would say this. The days of acting like all the black players are from the hood, those days are over.
No, I'm not saying that.
You know what I'm saying? Because the best players are coming from the suburbs. I've talked to people around the league who say it's a suburban game now. Kyrie Irving got the most street game in the NBA. He's a suburban kid. Karl Anthony Towns, a suburban kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could go on and on. Ben Simmons' dad played pro ball. He ain't from the hood. He grew up in Australia. You know what I'm saying? Like, those days are over. The best players aren't playing on the playgrounds for the most part. They got a personal trainer.
Nobody plays on the playground,
right.
Chris.
Well, kids that aren't at this level, you know?
Nah, but I'm just saying in general, when we were kids, we'd go out to the park. Nobody goes to the park like that. It's got to be scheduled play date and all that stuff.
It's not little kids because I got a park around me. Now they're not because they don't have the rims up because of COVID. But it's packed. And it's interesting, Rob. There's a baseball field across the street, and most of the kids playing in the Little League are white. And then on the basketball court where everybody's playing all day, it's all black. You know, but dudes play, you know. But I don't think the kids that are, like, young and growing up, like 10 years old, 12 years old, 15 – the ones that are really playing at a high level, they're not playing on the playgrounds for the most part. You know, they're like you said, they're always AAU, always games, always training. In that regard. But, I think that Gonzaga – because, look, you know, the guy – and Rob G, you may have heard of this guy. Rob, I think he's ranked number one, and there's talk that he might go to Gonzaga. Supposedly the high school kid that's the best player in America right now is a white kid, Chet Holmgren.
Chet Holmgren, yep.
Have you seen him, Rob?
I have Parker? Seen it.
I haven't seen him.
Both of y'all. Yeah, he's nice. He's 7 feet, white guy. Chet Holmgren, I think, is he from Washington State? maybe. But he Rob, he dribbles, he plays like a point guard to some degree.
He's from Minnesota.
Oh, wow. The Minnesota. Okay. So, but doesn't he handles the ball. He shoots threes, obviously blocks shots. He's interesting. It's going to be interesting how good he is because he's real thin. He's got to get a little stronger. But he plays on the perimeter. Raji, what do you think? Have you seen it?
I've seen him. And actually, I think the game that I saw may have been against Imani Bates, who is supposed to be the greatest high school player since LeBron James. So,
and Holmgren outplayed.
And Holmgren beat him. You know, so, I mean, that, you know, there's a lot to go say, you know, with teams, things like that. But he's legit, man. I mean,
nah, he looks good.
You don't see too many 7-foot guys like that in high school who can handle the ball the way he does.
Nah, he handles it. Like, remember when LeBron was in high school? He wasn't a point guard, but he handled it a lot. That's kind of how Holmgren is. I'm not saying he's LeBron, but he handles the ball, shoots deep. It's going to be interesting. And there was, I think it was today that Holmgren might go to Gonzaga. I guess he hasn't picked the school yet. So.
Yeah. Shameless plug. When we had Jay Billis on the Straight Fire podcast this week, he also said that he's heard Holmgren to Gonzaga.
Okay. That's where I heard it. So, okay. All right. Cool. Cool. Rob, we just had Amy Dash on. She's a Fox Sports Radio legal analyst. And I told you, I brought up to her, Rob, she brought up sex trafficking as a possibility. And you did a good job. You know, the definition, I mean, it doesn't have to be.
No, because
you know,
everybody.
When we hear it,
right.
We think you're taking in little 13-year-old girls from
exactly,
Korea or something.
From Guatemala. Right. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, that's what most people think sex trafficking is.
Right. But it's just bringing somebody across state lines for sexual purposes, right? It, I tell you what, man, and maybe I'm just over. When I see that, though, to me, it puts a whole nother level of gravity on this situation. Not that before that it wasn't bad. It was bad. But that whenever you see those words, Rob, it just seems like, okay, this is really getting serious.
Yeah, it's just so many. I don't, Chris, obviously, and even Amy, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty. No one here is. Chris and I have been very fair on this. I'm not going to make any judgments. I don't know. We don't have evidence. He said, she said. There's a lot of people lined up. This isn't one person. If this one or two
and remember,
women,
he
Chris,
did have people come out on his side too. 18 women.
You know, I mean, but that doesn't negate what the other women are saying. You know what I mean? He might, He might not have done it
to my wife.
Yeah, he might not have done it to them.
What? And she said what you said. Like, I told her, I said he had 18 women come out and say, you know, no issues. And she's like, so? She's like, well, that don't. I mean, she's not saying he's guilty. She don't know anything about it.
No. But
she's just saying it only takes one.
Right. It doesn't mean that the other stuff didn't happen. Maybe you're right. It doesn't mean that Chris, every woman you come in contact with, you're making a pass on them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe you didn't find them attractive. Maybe you didn't. Right. I mean, there's all kinds of other stuff. Right. They weren't your type, the 18 that came out. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, it just seems like the more and more, it just seems like to be piled on. I don't know. Was it too late to write a check, Chris? Seriously, because it just seemed like so much is going on.
Well, remember, Amy Dash said the same thing. We talked about it about a week and a half ago, Pro Football Talk. The guy that was the lawyer before he began reporting on the NFL, he said that if he were representing Deshaun, no matter what, he'd settle.
Right.
He'd settle. He said, this is, you know, and so maybe it's not. I don't know if it's too early now. But, yeah, it's just it's a tough look. And the league, I mean, if sex trafficking gets involved, now this thing goes, who knows where this goes.
And the NFL, I mean, there's no way that they can ignore this, Chris. I mean, there's just too many. There's too many women involved and too many people. And it's about the NFL and the Shield. They need to find out, do they have a quarterback who potentially could be going to jail? Or, you know, like, how serious is this? Is this just misdemeanor? Is he going to write a couple $10,000 checks? You know what I mean? And wash his hand. I'm sure they don't like the sound of it if you're the NFL.
You know what's interesting, and you know this, I mean, and I've said it on the show when we talked about Deshaun when he was, you know, had the trade request. Rob, and again, he may be innocent of all of this.
Yeah, 100%.
But his reputation was pristine. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, this dude is incredibly high character. You know who else was like that? Ray Rice. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, Ray Rice had a tremendous reputation.
I remember meeting him at ESPN, Chris. He was in the green room with us. I mean, he might have been on First Take with us or something. He was in, you know, and I remember he was just a nice guy and great story. And but you don't know people. You know what I'm saying? Right. You don't always know. And from that video, I still can't get that image of the video out of my mind. I can't.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So. All right. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob. And again, Trash Talking Tuesday coming up in about 20 minutes or so. You better start calling and get your takes ready. All right. One of our favorite people in all of sports just put his foot in his mouth in a big way. We'll get into that. The foot had cleats on, spikes too. So, you know, that wasn't tasty. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Trash Talking Tuesday. The Triller Fight Club event is happening soon on April 17th with Jake Paul squaring off against Ben Askren. And you have the opportunity to win a free trip to Atlanta to be there live for Jake Paul and Askren as they get it on, because they don't get along. Enter for a chance to win airfare for two people, hotel accommodations, and tickets to the ultra-exclusive event by going to FoxSportsRadio.com. Join celebrity royalty like Snoop Dogg, Pete Davidson, Dixie, and others. Plus, be one of only 2,000 fans to see top performers like Justin Bieber, The Black Keys, Doja Cat, Diplo, and more. Enter and get rules at FoxSportsRadio.com by April 6th, which is today, so you have a few hours left. That's FoxSportsRadio.com. All right, Rob, the Astros, they of the cheating, you know, the ones that cheated. What year was it? Was it 2017?
Yep. They're rolling, yeah, though, this year. They're off to a great start.
Look, I told you when we talked about it earlier off the show, they went a long way. Now, they still cheated, and we know it, and I still believe they should have taken that title away and made it vacant. But, you know, the way they played in the playoffs last year, even though they didn't get to the World Series, I thought that's what they have to do to, you know, get
kind of
people,
erase this, or, yeah, like get people, yeah, off of it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, people are never going to forget it, but, yeah, you show that, yo, we're legit, you know, without the cheating. And I think that's what they need to do. And like you said, they're off to that type of start this year. But in Anaheim, Rob, the Angels fans let them have it. All right? They threw a trash can. It was like a balloon, or it was a plastic, what do they call it? Blow-up, like a blow-up inflatable garbage can.
Right, right.
They threw it into the outfield, obviously signifying them using the garbage cans to cheat. And then when Jose Altuve, who, you know, had all the gadgetry on his chest and so he could know what pitch was coming, when he got up to bat, they threw a real garbage can out in the outfield, and a bunch of plastic
bottles
came out of it.
We don't want that, right.
And yeah. Yeah, you hope you. I don't know if they threw it near a player,
but you know what I mean, right? You just
you don't want anything like that.
No real, like I don't have a problem with the blow up gas,
right?
Garbage,
right,
can.
That's not going to hurt anybody, but anyway, Dusty Baker, we like him. You know, obviously, was a great
three-time manager of the year, great, yep, player, Chrissy. He's the one who's credited with starting the high five in,
yes,
sports. I mean, there's,
yes,
a lot of stuff
big
about Dusty Baker. Yep.
So he's the manager now of the Astros, and he said this when he was asked about, you know, the trash cans and all the chants, too. There was chants about the Astros being cheaters and things like that. Here's what he said. You can tell the amount of hostility and the amount of hatred in the stands. How many in the stands have never done anything wrong in their life? We paid the price for it. How many people have not cheated on a test or whatever at some point in time? I mean, it's easy if you live in glass houses, but I don't think anybody lives in glass houses. I think that sometimes we need to look at ourselves before you spew hate on somebody else. It's a sad situation for America. To me, when you hear things, I mean, what are the kids supposed to think in the stands? And some of them are kids that are following their parents. It's sad to me. People make mistakes. We paid for ours, and I wish they'd leave it alone. You buying it?
I'm not buying it, Dusty, only from this standpoint. You didn't get yours last year. Right. There were no fans. You were fortunate. You know what it would have been, Chris, if we had a regular year and there was no COVID? What they would have gone through last year, going around MLB America last year? They would have gotten it.
Yep.
They didn't
Worse
get it.
Than they got it yesterday.
Right. Fans didn't get a chance to give it to the Astros. They're going to – you think that people aren't going to give it to them this year, Chris? Yes, they are. Right. You just saw an example of it.
I agree. But here's the thing, Rob. Forget the fans. I mean, you know, fans are going to do their part.
Right.
But I don't think they got – I honestly, Rob, I don't think the players got punished. The manager did. The general manager did.
Right. They both got fired. And A.J. Hinch now is the manager in Detroit. So he got a job.
Go. Right. Right. And you knew he was going to get one. But I just thought that – and I know the players were granted immunity, so they tell the truth, which that's how our system works, right? That's understandable.
It happens in criminal cases, Chris.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You wouldn't get half the people you get if you didn't offer immunity. But my thing was this, Rob – That's another reason I thought vacating the title made so much sense. Because you could do that and you didn't punish any individual player, but it losing the title would be punishment. The ring, and we know the ring is just symbolic, but not being known as a champion, that would be punishment for these guys. And so I thought that was the way they should have done it. But yet they haven't suffered any type of punishment whatsoever. And I think, and this happens a lot, and Rob, if I was in that situation, not this exact one, but if I was in a similar situation, I don't know that I wouldn't do it. You know, I understand why people go that route. When you're kind of up against the wall, like with Russell Westbrook, right? When he's called out by Stephen A because he hasn't won a championship. What's Russ going to say other than, you know, look, my life is great. I'm a champion by making it to the NBA. You know, I get it why you go there. You know, and my life isn't just what we do on the air. My life isn't just what I do on TV or radio or when I wrote stuff.
Right.
I had a whole nother life that if things are going badly on my job, I still have a great life, a great family. You know what I'm saying? Making money. Like, I'm good, even if things don't go well. So I understand why athletes go there when they really are put up against the wall. And in this case, Dusty went there, Rob. How many haven't you? Well, if that was the standard, if like you had to be perfect,
then we couldn't say nobody could say anything, Chris.
Don't say anything about racism. Don't say anything about, you know, justice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you went too far, Dusty. Come on.
We love you, but you went too far in this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, all right. We had to just, you know, get that off our chest. But we got Lamar Mitchell, one of our favorite guys, coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
None are bigger than this man. He's the MGM Grand Director of Race and Sports. He owns Vegas. That's right. He is the man. We love having him on. He's on every week during football season, and we missed him so much that we had to bring him back. We use March Madness as an excuse. The one, the only, Lamar Mitchell!
Fellas, how you guys doing tonight?
Man, what up, Lamar?
What's up, man?
Try to survive after this tournament that we just had.
Well, we're going to get to that in a minute, but I got to throw this at you, Lamar.
Yes, sir.
I've heard you say that you're a big San Diego Padres fan. Are you worried about your boy, Fernando Tatis Jr., that shoulder? I mean, obviously you didn't see his shoulder come out of place, but the way he went down and that power on that swing, it looks scary. How concerned are you?
As a fan, I'm really concerned. You know, you need that shoulder, that power, and those home runs he likes to hit. That's a concern. You know, I mean, you can't have that popping in out of socket all year long, because you'll be, you know, he'll be completely ineffective, and that's a big concern.
No, yeah, doubt. That's interesting, because Rob, does that mean he's got to get that taken care of now? You know what I mean? Like,
I would think so, because you don't want to have that happen over your head all year long.
They just signed a dude for $300 million. He's like 23 years old.
Right.
My
go figure, right? Go figure.
You know,
that's why you got to have insurance. You know, Lamar, I did pick the Padres to make it to the World Series. But I like their lineup. I like their pitching staff. Off the top of your head, what kind of odds do you think I can get for them to win it all? And it probably went up since Tatis got hurt.
Oh, yeah. Off the top of my head, they have about 10, 12 to 1 to win the NL, and about double that for the World Series.
All right, let's switch.
And that might be a little bit low, but, you know, now that he's hurt, we'll see what happens.
All right, let's go to the NCAA tournament, March Madness. Gonzaga was the heavy favorite coming in, as we all know. So I imagine that you guys at the MGM Grand cleaned up a bit with them losing. But how big of a liability did you have on Baylor, both before the tournament started and entering the championship game?
You know, it's kind of interesting you should say that, because, you know, we had a huge liability with Gonzaga on the future book, because we took a nice six-figure bet at them at +150. So that was a big liability. But as far as Baylor for the future book, we did great. It was a solid win for us. But we got crushed, because one of our big bettors, he had Baylor plus the points, and he had Baylor on the money line, so he cleaned up a nice six figures there. So it kind of, you know, balances out. Game we lose, but future book we win. So it's kind of almost a wash, like kissing your, you know, purse, that kissing
sister.
Your sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lamar, I know a lot of the talking heads were shocked to see Gonzaga go down, but as an odds maker, was that game as big of an upset as fans think it was, or not really?
Not really. I mean, you had these two teams were obviously the best all season long, 1 and 2. And if I don't know if you guys saw that, but they said the last five times that 1 and 2 played, 2's won every single game. But, you know, Baylor came into the game as a solid team that had just dominated everybody they played in the tournament. And, you know, their only hiccup during the course of the year was when they got shut down due to COVID. So, I mean, it wasn't really a big upset. It's just that everybody was on the Gonzaga wagon, because they were undefeated, blowing out teams and beating Kansas and everybody else. But Baylor proved that they were truly the best team.
All right, we got our man Lamar Mitchell, Director of Race and Sports at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, joining us. Looking at the tournament as a whole, Lamar, what kind of handle did you guys see at the MGM Grand? And did the fact that we saw so many upsets early hurt you guys in that regard?
Well, the first couple weeks, it was tremendous. It was absolutely on pace to be one of our most lucrative tournaments ever. But when they changed the format the last week, where they had the Elite Eight on that Monday, Tuesday, we lost a little bit of momentum. And then going into the Final Four, we lost a bit of momentum. Excuse me. But the upsets were great for us. You know, they were absolutely great for us, because it kept people involved, it kept people here, but, you know, eventually the cream rose to the top, and we saw what happened in the Final Four.
All right, let's move over to golf and the Masters this weekend. I got to be honest, with no Tiger, doesn't feel as big to me. Would you agree, and do you expect to see any dip in the betting windows because there's no Tiger?
You hit the nail right on the head, Rob. I mean, Tiger, no matter how – you know, he's not the same Tiger that he was 10 years ago, but he drives, He drives people to this event, every event that he's in, especially the Masters. I do expect to see a little bit less activity at the windows, but, you know, Dustin Johnson, he's a big fan favorite. You know, of course, we have Bryce and Mr. I Got Really Large Muscles. He's a fan favorite, but it's not the same as not having Tiger here. I will not lie about that. It's unfortunate that he won't be participating this year.
All right, you brought up Bryson DeChambeau. And we saw this video on Twitter that went viral where he just was killing the ball at the driving range. And now he's a co-favorite to win the Masters. I mean, look, I know he won the U.S. Open, but was he always the favorite, or did that video have something to do with that?
No, I mean, I think the video, and I think the fact that, you know, he's played so much better coming up. I mean, the guy's got muscles like he should be playing tight end, you know, or linebacker. But the people see the video, they see the name, and he is a name that they recognize. So people come up and they bet the name that they recognize. Even when they don't know anything about golf, they see that and they're like, oh, this guy, I saw him on TV. I saw something on him. So I'm going to go bet this guy because he's a hot commodity right now.
Now, look, in the NBA, I think you guys still have, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Brooklyn is the favorite. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. With their injuries, Durant's coming back tomorrow, but James Harden is out for at least the next 10 days. Is that having any impact on this, or will it, do you think, going forward?
Oh, no, not at all, because all people see is the end game result. What's going to happen in the East when all three of these guys are together? So these regular season games, you know, like you've heard LeBron say, and of all the great teams in the past, slotting doesn't matter, especially now, you know, that there's not a lot of fans in these games. Slotting doesn't matter. It just matters all these guys have to be healthy when it comes to playoff time, because they're all going to be outstanding, and they think, you know, who's in the East besides Philly? You want to say Boston, but it's really Philly and Brooklyn. So I don't know if anybody else is going to really give them a run for their money, but, you know, we have people come up and bet Nets. Let's bet the Nets to win the championship. That's all they're betting.
No, wow. I get it. With all the arms race, winning all the, you know, with all the talent they have, I could see that. Lamar, always a pleasure, my man. Yep.
Great my pleasure, stuff, too, brother. Fellas.
All right, my
look
man.
Forward to seeing
I'll
you guys
see you soon in Vegas. Hey, Lamar, I'm going to hit you up. I'm coming out again. I'm coming.
All right. Hit me. Do so. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Lamar. It's been a minute.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Disgruntled sports fans, this next segment is for you, Rob. What is it?
Trash Talking Tuesday.
You gonna tell me? You gonna make people not want to get the shot?
The vaccine? I know, right? I feel like I'm high or something today. I don't know what's going on.
All right, Trash Talking Tuesday is next. 877-99 on Fox. Call in and trash somebody, something in the world of sports. That's next. All right, couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is Trash Talking Tuesday. And before we get to that, if you're dealing with a dead battery, I got some good news for you. Head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. It is time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, your turn to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. 877-99 on Fox. Rob, let's get to it.
All right, let's kick it off with Sergio in El Paso. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Sergio?
Yo, I have a mini trash talk for Rob Parker.
Uh-oh.
For never putting my Niners in his NFC race for the Super Bowl. It's all right. That's a mistake, Rob. You need to go down to Vegas with Lamar Mitchell and bet some shekels on it. But anyways, Alvin Kamara, are you kidding me? How are you going to complain about a 17th game that you and your fellow player brethren agreed to? What your tweet should have said was, man, we as a union of players failed ourselves. We didn't listen to Rodgers, Wilson, Sherman, Watt. I know it's not up to just Alvin Kamara to band the players together, but don't sit and complain about it like you tried. Don't act like you care. I ain't buying that. Or like Chris would say, I ain't paying for that. But guess nice. What? The baseball union is great. The NBA union is good. Well, not according to Brandon Marshall. And the NFL union, it's struggling. Struggling. Now, Alvin, literally, take that for data.
Wow. Hey,
Sergio.
Sergio, nice, very bro. Nice from El Paso.
Yes, very
All
good.
Right, Chris in New York. Chris, are you on the other line? It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Chris?
I'm trashing Tom Brady.
He's overrated.
Oh, gosh. Chris, don't go down this road.
Sergio, I have to say.
Chris, go ahead. You got to pay attention.
Is he off?
We lost him.
Did we lose him?
Chris, when you call in, you can't get distracted because it sounds like the family was in the background.
Right.
We want to give you a chance, Chris?
I think he was past his bedtime.
Yes.
And he was worried that mom and dad were going. He was going.
They were like, "Who's on the receiver? Who's on that line? Who's on the line?"
He hung up.
Yeah. Like, all right, Leo in New York City. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Leo?
Hello, guys. How's it going?
What's doing up, good. Man?
But I want to trash Rob Parker and the Odd Couple.
Wait, both of us? Or just Rob?
No, Rob and the Odd Couple. Yeah, right, you two, right?
Both of us?
Yes. I want to trash you guys for the take on the truth yesterday, Paul Pierce. Yes, that's right. Rob Parker was talking about, who was he trying to impress? Why does he think he has to do that? Rob, the hypocrisy. He's trying to impress you. You and your bravado about Magic City. He's trying to show you that if you can't go to Magic City, bring Magic City to you. Both girls need money to pay for tuition, so he's helping out right now.
Well, you trash Rob. I disagree with Rob.
Right.
No, Wait a second. I had my baby oil out. I had two cigarettes laying down, and I don't even smoke. My cheese was hot. And Chris Broussard started talking about, we're not holding people in the same standard, the old players. I'm like, no, we don't want to talk about that. We want to hear Rob talk about the girl that was shaking body parts on the floor, and I'm not talking about the upper body either. That's what I wanted to hear, and Chris almost ruined that segment for me.
See? There you go. Trash, Chris.
He didn't want the moral talk.
That's right.
He wanted the moral fiber. Birdie. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Leo. Appreciate it. How about Nick in South Carolina? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Hey, Rob, we had a great month, but then you had to go and insult my guys, Roy Williams and Dean Smith. So I got to trash you, man. You said they underachieved. Are you kidding me? Counting championships is such a lazy argument. Dean Smith means more to college basketball than just his national championships. He was an innovator, pointing to the man who gave you an assist, taking charges, diving for loose balls, calling timeouts after a made basket. That's all Dean Smith. And most importantly, he harbored a high graduation rate from his players, and he helped with desegregation of college basketball in the 60s. And all that with his championships puts him on the Mount Rushmore. And for Roy Williams to come and resurrect Carolina basketball the way he did, he is absolutely a top five college hoops coach of all time. Mm-hmm. He won by avoiding just one-and-done recruits, which was very impressive in this era. So I got John Wooden, and I got to admit Coach K, Bobby Knight, Dean Smith, and Roy Williams, top five right there. Robbie got some history to learn. Have a good night.
No black coaches? Oh, okay.
Wait, real quick. Did he just say that you got to give Dean Smith credit for originating the point at the guy who sent you the pass after you scored?
Yes, that's what he said.
Is that a thing?
That's true or not? Is that true, Rob?
I don't. I've never heard of that.
Like, if I score a bucket, I point to. I don't know if it's true that he started it.
Look,
I'm
giving Dusty Baker credit for the high five, but well, I'm about to track Nick in South Carolina and say you pointed at the guy from the pass.
Hey, if you look it up, credit. Dusty Baker gets credit for it. Him and Glenn Burke from the when they played for the Dodgers.
It's impressive if Dean Smith started that because I like that, but I don't know if he did.
I love pointing at guys after they throw a good pass to me. It's great.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to, we got time for Mace in San Diego. Make it quick, Mace. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you
Jim
trashing?
Jim Brown.
This week's victim is a continuation from a previous trash talk. Eli Manning, a.k.a. Eli Manning. I'm about to expose the world what a spineless coward and disgrace to humanity you are. Having your dad fight your own battles for you. Having your dad, Archie, talk to the media not wanting you to be drafted by San Diego. Evidently, your dad never told the doctor to cut your umbilical cord. Despite the fact 2 days before the draft, Pat Tillman, a real American hero, died in combat. This man made the ultimate sacrifice by turning down $3.6 million to play football. Instead, enlist the Army to fight a war so that spoiled little crybaby cowards like you can reap the benefits. You were on the brink of getting paid millions of dollars to play a little kid game while soldiers are out there dodging bullets and grenades. You were not being drafted to fight in a war. You are so ungrateful. I'll make sure to mail you an overnight package of a brown bag so that you can put your balls in. I don't know who I hate more. You were Archie for not doing the world a favor and strapping on a Jimmy. And now that you're retired, you should try out for the Olympics in Japan as a figure skater. Be sure to compete with a female partner and that you're the one wearing the skirt. And make sure that you pick a skater.
My goodness, Mace
needs a hug.
Big time.
Mace needs a hug. Mace, where is Mace from? Is it San Diego?
Yeah, where Mace in San Diego, yep.
When the Super Bowl's in San Diego, whenever that'll be, and we go there, Rob, we got to find, tell Mace come see us at Radio Row.
Yes, so we got to meet that dude. I'm with you.
I think he's got a file cabinet of, like, takes that are, I mean, don't you think that, Rob?
I totally agree. Unbelievable, you know? Mace.
Yeah, yeah. He hasn't trashed anybody from, like, the past 5 years ever on Trash Talking Tuesday. All right, iCouple, stay tuned for Jason and Mike. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.